At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a real question to Hannah and AB and other women listening right now. This is a real question. Do women care about men's nipples? Is that a thing? 855-444-6342. Is this something you notice on a guy? Is his nipples, Hannah?
Honestly, no. I mean, if he had like giant ones, I'd probably notice. But that's something I could look past.
Like,
if I really liked a guy and he had all these other amazing qualities and like good traits about him, I could look past the...
Do you guys talk about men's nipples to each other?
No, I don't think I've ever had a conversation about
it. Okay, that's what I thought. But then here, Joe Jonas was on a walk in New York and he walked by like a group of women and they said they literally go, "We were just talking about your nipples, Joe."
I was walking with my buddy and this person sees me and she goes, "Oh, we were just talking about you." I was like, "Oh, nice. Nice things, I hope." She goes, "We were talking actually about your tiny nipples." I think they're quite average. So anyway, do I have tiny nipples?
Does Joe Jonas have tiny nipples? Did you look at him?
Now I'm Googling that.
Google his nipples. Are they tiny?
I don't think it matters in the grand scheme of things if they're tiny, but if they are like abnormally big, that is weird.
So you think tiny's okay big?
Yes.
Thank God. Guys.
What?
Oh, no.
Are they tiny?
Well, no.
That has to be fake. has to be fake.
Those are fake.
No, that's fake.
Hannah just pulled up a picture of the biggest nipples in the world. Like, I don't think you can Google that. I actually pulled it up at work. Guys,
who edited that?
I'm low-key nervous that my nipples are too small. Did you guys know that?
What? No, I've never seen them. Whip them out, I guess.
Okay, here. Do you think they're too tiny?
Oh, they are little.
Hey! See, now I'm all insecure. Do you guys care?
No.
No.
I'm insecure about
small
my nipples.
Small is okay.
Small is good.
Can I show people my nipples? I just break a rule?
I think it's an HR violation right there.
My dad just texted me. I thought Joe Jonas had three nipples. So
yeah, isn't that a thing?
Who knows?
Yeah. There's okay. Who
Why does
have
your dad
nipple?
Know that?
I don't know.
Guys, this is a real question. I really want to know. Do women actually care anything about nipples? I'm going to be honest. It does. And it does feel different for women. Like, women's nipples are talked about more probably because of the whole free the nipple movement. Like, people constantly are like, oh, like, nipple this, nipple that for women. For guys, we literally could just walk around shirtless. And I thought no one cares about nipples. But Joe Jonas made me think that women are having conversations on the side going, oh, man.
Check out the nipples.
Harry Styles has three nipples, and that is a fact.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I'm going to start checking out guys' nipples.
I think you guys low-key do judge our nipples more than you think now. Now that we're breaking it down, join in on this conversation. Do you like men's small nipples, big nipples? What kind of nipples are we working with? 855.
Your nipple preference.
Yeah. Yes. We only talk about the hard-hitting, real serious stuff here on the Brett Megah Show, like men's nipples. It is the Brett Megah Show. Hey, by the way, Hannah has 30 minutes to confess something on the air, or someone's going to reveal something really honest about her. She got a letter that says you have 24 hours to reveal, or we will. And the 24 hours is up. So, Hannah, do you want to confess anything? Maybe about the nipples?
I was going to say, maybe I need to share something about mine. I don't know. I'm just scared. This is literally making me sick to my stomach.
Stop talking. I don't think you're allowed to share your nipples. That's like a thing.
Right.
Here's the thing, though.
Nervous about.
You're thinking people are going to share your nipples?
Yes!
Hannah goes, I think my nudes are getting leaked, guys. She did say that off air.
Yeah,
my worst
nightmare.
I think my nudes are getting leaked for sure. That's the thing, though. Speaking about the nipples... Is that why are you in a face? Are you okay?
That was not just said on air.
Oh, I just showed you my nipple.
Well, I don't want anybody to see mine, so.
Joe Jonas actually was what brought up this conversation about nipples. He said a bunch of women were talking about his nipples.
I was walking with my buddy, and this person sees me, and she goes, oh, we were just talking about you. I was like, oh, nice. Nice things, I hope. She goes, we were talking actually about your tiny nipples. I think they're quite average. So anyway, do I have tiny nipples?
Guys, I've always thought I had tiny nipples. I've always been kind of insecure. I was like, Joe, I get you. You and me are tiny nipple guys. And I thought to myself, you know, being part of the tiny nipple club, do women judge us for our tiny nipples? Like when I take my shirt off, because guys are way more shirtless than women who, you know, because we're allowed to take our shirts off in public, free the nipple, different conversation, different day. And guys are just walking around with their tiny nipples. And are women judging them for it?
I think, though, still, if you have tiny nipples, it's better than having large nipples.
Yeah.
Is that true? Alyssa, is that true? How do you feel about men and their tiny nipples?
I think they'd be better tiny.
Do you be better tiny?
My brother has big round ones like my mom's. I told him, you better go get a mammogram, dude.
Is he like your mom?
You said your brother? Is this your brother?
Wow.
You said your brother?
See?
Oh, yeah. My.
When I said that to him, he said, I didn't need to know that.
Your nipples looks just like Mom. It was a direct quote from the Brett Mega
Show.
That's
a wild thing to say.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.